something real and to have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio, even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Open your mouth and say so. This is another week that the Lord has blessed us to be together again. Welcome, welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Listen, there's so much to talk about. I thank you for joining in on today. We are so excited about the goodness of the Lord and that there is nothing greater than his promises and love. I want to share with you on today. I know it's Wednesday, it's the middle of the week, but we have so much to be grateful for. We have so much to be empowered by God for. You know, he gives us this morning with vision and purpose, and he had us in mind. No matter what's going on, he's still good. I'm going to say it again. I don't care what's going on. He's still good. He's majestic. He's holy. He's glorious. He's everything we need and more. And I trust him with my life. Do you trust him with your life? I tell you, it's something to believe. It's something to hold on to. If this is your first time listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, we want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living. I like to say that. Soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, the church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. You know, I get excited when we come together. I want to give a shout out to our great producer, Kimmy, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, our Elation family. And I tell you, I am loving the fact that we are family. Amen. I want to say a shout out to you, the listeners. Thank you for taking your time to listen in and to hear what thus said the Lord, to be encouraged and strengthened in these last days. A shout out to my husband. I wanted to say, Doctor, I don't know, honey, you better watch out. But to Pastor Donald Wright Jr., who is such a driving force, and I love him so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do to support. I want you to be encouraged on today. I have so much to share with you, and I want you to understand God has you on his mind. Do you know Jesus loves you? Do you know he cares about what you go through, how you go through, and that you will make it through? He is a God that never fails. He's a God that makes a difference in our lives. Can we just go before the throne of God and pray on today as we talk about the time is now? Again, I say the topic is the time is now. Let's go before the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that keeps us. We thank you for loving us today. No matter what we've gone through, no matter what has come our way, we say thank you for loving us through it. We say thank you for hearing our prayers. We say thank you for being good and being God all by yourself. Would you come into this podcast, oh God? Lead us, guide us, direct us. We don't even know which way to go if we can't ask you. So we're coming to you, God, asking you to lead, guide, and direct us, to give us strength, to give us peace,
to give us joy. Touch every listener listening in. Touch our Elation family. Touch those that are in the hospitals that listen, those that are at home that listen, those that are going through that listen, whatever and whoever is listening under the sound of my voice. I ask that you bless them, heal them, save them, deliver them, whatever their needs are, have your divine will and way, and we will thank you forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, forgive us of our sins, and we'll forgive others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, listen, I shared with you today's topic is the time is now. When I began to pray about this week's podcast, I was so inspired and so encouraged, and looking over not only my life, but just watching God move. I want to share with you today, don't take another moment for granted. Listen to me. Don't take another moment for granted. We are but a vapor, the Bible says, which means if you know anything about a vapor is one that is indeed, and then it can dissipate. It can just go away. I want you to know your life was timed by God. When you were born, you were given a birth date. When we leave, we are given a date of death. Some people call it the sunrise. Some people call it the sunset when we leave here. But we want you to understand today that because we have a timed life, we must live it to the fullest in God. We don't want to live this life not recognizing, honoring, or appreciating his presence. Why is that important? Because when God created the world, he took time to create every single thing that it would glorify him for us to enjoy. Think about it. When you go outside, you see the beautiful trees. God did that. He put the colors together. He made sure that things were appealing and beautiful for us. What can we give him for all he's given us? He took the time to go through Genesis and teach us each day had a significant meaning. Why? Because he took the time. Are you taking time today for the decisions and choices that you're making to make them wisely and be able to understand that those choices affect your life? I want you to understand God loved you so much that he took the time to give you a family, whether it was your biological family or whether there was someone outside of your family that raised you. All of your joys, all of your heartaches, all of the things you've accomplished, all of the things that you will accomplish are given because of time. Now, here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. So when it comes to time, we must be patient. We must understand there are 24 hours in a day, 60 minutes in an hour, 60 seconds in a minute. When God thinks about something, he is strategic. I want to talk to you today about this week's lesson, which is the time is now, and we will be studying from Ecclesiastes 3. When I began to read this, and I'm telling you, I've read it a million and one times, there's always something new, fresh, and an understanding of God's word that you will get when you study it. I'm not talking about just reading it, because let me tell you, there is a difference in reading God's word and studying it. When you take the time to first pray and ask God what it is you are to study, if you don't already have a devotional or something, this is how we stay close to God, not by just saying, oh, hallelujah, think that's all good. But when you take the time to intimately go into his presence, ask him what to read, and then he gives you what to read. You don't fly through it because you want to say you read the word of God. You want to take the time to go through it and ask him and seek what the meaning is and not just take everything literally. Sometimes it's good to buy other study tools because the more you learn of him, the greater the intimacy becomes. There's a difference when somebody you see that you meet and they say, hey, how you doing? And then there's something about the person that takes the time, that walks over, say, hey, how are you? How's your family? And what's going on with you? Now they're taking the time to be intimate with you. We are to do that with God. We're not to rush him. We're not to make him feel like that he's just there and we're supposed to do what we do. And, oh, glory to God that we are a part of the godly family that he has given. We are to take the time to show him how much we love him. Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. To a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather together stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend, time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. I want to go back and break down these scriptures that we can get an understanding of what it is that God is saying. Because I believe that when we just read through, we have read the word of God. But when we understand it, we can get a better way of doing things and understanding his will for our lives. Let's go back to verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Do you understand what season you're in? When we talk about seasons, we know there's spring, summer, fall, and winter. But in our spiritual lives, there are seasons too. Seasons of joy, and yet there are seasons of pain. There are seasons of trials, and yet there are seasons when we have just been blessed overly and overly and overly. And it just seems like, Lord, when trials and tribulations come, we take it as if there's something wrong. But I need you to understand, there's everything right about a trial. There's everything right about trouble. I know it doesn't feel good. It doesn't even look good. You mean that pain, that death, those things I've gone through, there's something good? I'm still saying there is. Because the Bible says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. See, when we come into the family of God, he never told us things would be easy. He never promised us that we wouldn't go through. But because we know how great and majestic he is, it's so often easy to think we won't go through anything. But your trials have a purpose, is what they're telling us, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So those things that have broken our heart, and yet those things that have given us the greatest joy, have purpose. It was timed for your life. Verse 2 says, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Have you ever seen a gardener? Do you understand they know the significance of the time of what they need to do with the seeds they're planting? My sister Carmel will appreciate this. There's a time when you drop the seed. There's a time when you plant it in a certain way. There's a time when you water some things. And then there are times when you don't water. It's all about the timing to be able to produce whatever it is you're planting. The Bible talks about us being born and a time to die. How many of you would think that if you knew the day you were born, that you also knew the day you would die, you would make some different decisions, or maybe you'd live the same way? At the end of the day, it was granted for you to live, and we should never take that time for granted. And even in death, when it occurs with our loved ones, our families, our friends, and whoever, that God would get the glory for all that he has and all that he does in the midst of our time in this life. 3, a time to kill and a time to heal. There are many that hunt, and they know when it's time to kill certain animals for food, for survival. And then you talk about healing. Let me tell you something. The Bible says a time to heal. He didn't put a timeline on it. Have you ever been sick? Maybe had something happen and you needed healing? For some of us, we wanted 24 hours, within 24 hours. But God is not the God that just gives us a 24-hour miracle. He's fully capable of doing it. But some things need process and time for him to work it out for you that others can see his glory. Never get disappointed on how much time it takes for God to get something done. He sees from the beginning to the end of that thing, and he knows when it comes to healing, he wants his glory out of it. It may not be what you want to hear. It may not be what you want to go through. But whatever he has allotted in your life, he has a purpose and a timing for it. And he will get the glory out of it. We don't understand pain. We don't understand disappointment. We don't understand the things that causes us to break our hearts. But he's behind the scenes with the angels saying, after a while, we'll understand it better by and by. A time to break down and a time to build up. There is a blessing in breaking down the things within us that we need to change, that God can be glorified in our lives. There is a time to break down some things, some people, some places that need to be stopped or be removed that we can grow and develop. To build up, how blessed you are when you can encourage your sisters and brothers, when you can say to them how great thou God is, how great our God, how great our God is in the midst of trials and tribulations when we're hard pressed. And it seems there's no way out. I dare you to say how great our God is, because it's in that pressing, in that believing, in that stretching that we find the truth in who he really is. I can say he's a great God and not believe it. Or I can say, you know what? I don't know how this is going to turn out. I know what your word says. I'm standing on your word. But his will sometimes is not always the way we want it to be, because we choose for things to be what benefits us. Listen, that pain is necessary. Sometimes we have to look at the very essence of why he's allowing us to go through, that one day we can sit back and say, look at how he brought me through. Do you ever go back in your memory and think about how many things God has brought you through? When you thought you were at breaking point, you couldn't go a step further, you thought it was over. But God, in his mercy, in his grace, in his goodness, said, not this time, Satan, you must yield. This is my child. Remember Job in the Bible? Job had everything going for him. He was the richest man, the Bible said, in all the East. But yet, he went through. Who am I talking to today? Don't you ever think when you go through that you just did something wrong. Yes, I'm saying there are times we do things wrong. But every trial you go through is not dedicated to wrongness. It could be our God is just strengthening you and building character. Why? Because there's something greater and an elevation is coming that you got to pass this storm to get to the next elevation. That is not up to you how you get there. He's timed it for your life. I need you to hear this today. Because so often we've been mistaught in religious sectors that we must have done something wrong or you're not right. And those indications throw people off. God knows exactly why the trial you're going through. He knows exactly the outcome. But I need you to hold on. I need you to be encouraged. I need you to not give up on God. I need you to know that in the times you feel like giving up, to trust him one more time. Time to weep and a time to laugh. Hallelujah. A time to mourn and a time to dance. Why do we want to weep? Why do we want to cry about anything? Tears cleanse us. Tears help us. I don't understand why people say don't cry. Tears release and just kind of anxiety and anger and some things that we're going through. Have you ever prayed and the tears began to flow? Weeping endures but a night, but joy cometh the morning. There's a time to laugh, a time to mourn. When our loved ones go and they are saved, we are confident that we know where they are. But then there are times when we're not sure of what a person's end destination is. May I encourage you that on their sickbed and in the midst of whatever, we didn't know conversations were had, we don't always know. We may assume because they lived a certain type of life that they were not saved. But that's not our decision. God from heaven hears, and God answers. And I want you to know that God understands. He doesn't look at life like we look at it. He doesn't look at people like we look at it. He's very loving and kind. And I just believe today that when we mourn, he feels our heart. Even though he's fully aware of what's going to take place, he feels our heart. And he's compassionate. And he's caring, even though we're hurting. Then it comes to a time to dance. Some people say they got their music on at the repast. You know that ain't right. They should be. But sometimes the dance gives them strength. Not that the music is always well, but it gives them strength. ever been to a family reunion? Come on. I know some people have been at a family reunion. The family reunion is always wonderful, but there's something about when the family gets together and a certain song comes on and the young and the old come together and they dance and there is joy and there is peace and everybody is loving on each other. We can also dance in the church. And there's a release of joy and his presence and his goodness and his mercy. And he's loving on us. And we're loving on him. The time is now to evaluate, to look at our family, our friends, not take them for granted. I love when our producer and I, we have this relationship that we always, I have always, if you ever look on my Facebook page, I always, because sometimes we think, oh, we have a million years to live, this, that, and the other. Not that we're afraid to die or speaking that. We just know we need to let people know we love them. Why? Because it's so important. We don't always have to remember them at a casket. We can tell them now. Your friends, your loved ones, even your enemies can be told you love them. But I need you to do that because it's so vitally important. Let us continue on. A time to cast away stones and gather stones together. A time to embrace and to refrain from embracing. A time to cast away stones. Why would we cast a stone away? Is it needed? I remember when I was at my great-grandmother's house when I was little, she would say, girl, don't you be out there chunking them rocks. And I was saying to myself, coming from the city, what she mean by chunking the rocks? She meant throwing them away. Then there are times we need those stones to make fires, to make different things, to build so that we can have. There's a time for all of that. A time to embrace and refrain from embracing. A time to get it and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. Some of us are in seasons of castaway. Sometimes God puts you in a place and a season where there's not to be contact or there's not, and some people think that's wrong. God knows exactly what he's doing. He's healing. He's delivering. He's building. And sometimes when we go through things, in those seasons, it can seem very harsh, but we have a very loving and gracious God, and he's overseeing all of the details. He knows exactly what it's going to take for us to be all that he's created us to be. A time to rent and a time to sow. Ever torn something and needed it sewed up? You'll know the time. Hallelujah. I just know the time. Hallelujah. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. As a pastor, as a minister that have gone through so much in growing and learning, I love the work of ministry, but I love the relationship with the Lord. There's a time that we need to speak and not to speak. And when we're speaking, that our words are effective and that they are reaching in places God wants. Then there's a time to be silent. Lord, help us all. I don't know about you. There's a time we need to even seek out. When do we need to be silent? Because those are the times that God is ministering. I've been in rooms of business, and everybody wants to say something, but there's a blessing sometimes in not saying nothing at all. God knows when we are to speak to achieve what he wants and what he's getting done. There's always a manifested change when it's spoken, and God knows that it reaches the place it's supposed to reach. If you're still talking and it's not reaching anywhere, then maybe it's time to be silent. I believe when I speak, I'm going to get an answer. I believe when I pray, I'm going to get an answer. And I believe that God is with us on today. A time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? What are you getting out of what you do? whether it be in the ministerial life, whether it be in your just saved life. What is it that you are getting? What are you profiting out of it? What about your job? Do you just go to the job to work the job to get a check, or are you actively looking into that job to see what else you have in your gifts that can enhance that job that will bless your life? There's always a way we can look at something that God can get the glory out of and that we will do more and have more in our lives. We have to look at the time that we have with the gifts we've been given to see how far we can reach and impact this world. Do we want to just be average Christians and hope that we never get asked who our Savior is? Or do we want to be about our Father's business, being those witnesses that someone would hear and understand in practical terms why it is important to be saved, and what do we do to show them our salvation? Do you think just carrying a Bible every single week or saying that you're saved with your Bible is going to get somebody else saved? It could. Could you live the life that they can understand through your trials, through your good days, through all that you have, that they've watched you intently enough to want to accept the Lord as their Lord and Savior? There's a difference. What are you profiting out of what you do in life? How many souls? Do you even have a souls list? Back when I was young, they used to have where you were excited. You wanted to have this many souls this year, and there were some churches that had a soul rally. They would every Sunday mark off how many people you brought to church and whether they got saved, and the church was excited, and all you wanted to be the one. They had the most souls in the church because it made you look like you were a true child of God. Where have we lost that? Or do we profit by making sure our coworkers, our family members, those that we love, and even those we don't know? Listen, true story, I was just driving home. My husband can witness it, and I have a witness that was actually on the phone, and a lady walked across car straight to my car at a stoplight that was getting ready to turn green. And it just shocked me. She was so close at the car. The Lord began to say then, because we don't know the time. She said, "Ma'am, I came over here because I'm down in my spirit." And we began to pray right there. Listen, don't you let time slip you by. I don't care what people look like, feel like. I had no option because I'm connected to a God that loves and cares about people. And so when we prayed, I was so thankful for the time to be able to encourage her and the time that she encouraged me. Why? Because she was a soul. Prayer is that whatever God sent her in this direction for, that it was accomplished. What is it profiting you? I've seen the travail which God has given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. You're going to go through some trials. He said, but he hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their hearts so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. And I know that there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. The time is now. Call that family member you at odds with. Call them up. Get it together. That God be glorified and that he be honored. Time. Time is running out, and we want our hearts and our minds and our spirits to be right. We don't want to leave this earth with unsettled business because of people and because of their thoughts. And there are some people, let me say this, you're not going to be able to convince them of anything when it comes to your life because they expect the worst. It's okay, but pray for them anyway. Love them anyway. Make sure that the time that you have is given to bring God glory. Never, ever give attention to too much mess in an environment. When Satan raises his ugly head, he wants you to respond, ignore him. Because there's a time when we speak. Remember, the Bible says there's a time to speak and there's a time to be silent. Everything doesn't require us to tell them. But when we're speaking to a spirit, and remember, there's a difference between a person and a spirit. There are spirits that cause us to act like we act, and then there are that we look at and say, oh, they just like that, and I'm a thing. But God said when we understand, we're looking at the spirit behind why the person does what they're doing, then we can get some answers from God. We deal with those spirits. We call those spirits out. We command them under our feet where they belong. You have power and authority as a believer of Jesus Christ. If you don't know him, I am going to implore that you get to know him because he's worthy to be praised. He has what you need in this hour. Continue to look to the hills from whence cometh all your help, and all your help cometh from the Lord thy God. Understand he loves you with an everlasting love. You're not too dirty to be saved. You're not so bad that he won't love you. He loves you. I want to say it again. He loves you and he loves me. There's no good thing in the flesh. So if we get to the place we want to be so religious, so sanctimonious, and we feel like we are so off a place, God says, I created you out of dirt. Somebody catch that. I created you out of dirt. That's on the ground. But in that dirt, because of what type of dirt it is, things can grow and they can develop, just like me and you when we come into the body of Christ. I implore you to get to know him today because time is running out. Time, we're going to have to stand before him for all we lived and all we've done, and he's looking to see how much we produce with the time that we have. Will you consider today the time and the gifts that you've been given that you can utilize them even the greater because he's calling for greatness in this world? The Bible says in Daniel 11:32, and those that know their God will do exploits. Exploits are great things. There's a strategy and a plan for you to worship him and to give him your best, that his name is known throughout the world. What are you doing to give him your best, that his name is made known throughout the world? Please consider your time. Please consider the pressing of why we want to get things done and how we want to finish things, because he's coming back. He's coming back. And he's going to look for you and me that say we believe. We don't want to cry out, Lord, and like the 10 virgins, 5 had oil, 5 did not. Have you noticed in the story, nobody cracked the door open for the ones that did not have. If you are one of those people that believe today, yeah, I live my life and he's going to let me in and this and the other. I don't have to live this. I'm going to wait till I get near death and I'm going to cry out and we don't know what his answer may be. But I'm going to say why you yet have breath. I'm going to say why you have your gifts and talents. I'm going to say now why you have time. Utilize them for his kingdom. Build the kingdom. Focus on the kingdom. What is he needing in this hour? What is the season that you're in? And I guarantee you, he will love you through it. He will get you through it. And things are going to be all right. I don't care how dark it looks today. I just went through some dark things in my life. But I had to believe that they were going to get better. It didn't come always on a day that I wanted it to come on. It didn't always manifest itself like I would have thought it would. But in that, I never lost my faith. I held on to him like Jacob. And that he wrestled with it. And I'm not letting go till you bless me. He's that kind of God, that he hears and he answers. And I know I'm showing up a miracle. And I know that he has things to be done for his glory. I want to encourage you today. Keep looking to the hills from whence cometh your help. And all your help cometh from the Lord thy God, which made the heavens and the earth. Thank you so much for listening to this week's exhortation, The Time is Now. And as you read and listen and study this word, don't forget to share it with someone else to encourage them and let them know how great our God is. How great our God is. Now, I want to let you know, this is the month of July that is almost over. But we bless God for the time we've had in the month of July. If this is your birthday month, I want you to know here at Just For You and Elations Radio, we celebrate you. I want you to also know if you had a new baby, graduated, maybe you've gotten a new job, we celebrate you here at Just For You. We also recognize that in these trying times, so many things are going on. Perhaps you've had a death in your family, someone sick. I want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. To the Milton family, Washington family, Roberts family, we want you to know we're praying for you in the passing of your father and husband, Fred Milton. May God bless you and your family on today. We are praying for all of those that have had a loss and that you're going through and your heart is broken and you don't know what to do. Look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Maybe you're going through a sickness that they tell you is terminal, and this terminal illness is causing you to have so much pain and to go through so many things. Please know that God is with you and that he's making a difference in your life. I also want to encourage you, if you are in need today and it seems like you don't know where it's coming from, I am here to tell you our God reigns. He is a provider and he never makes a mistake. Even when it doesn't come when you think it should, his glory rests upon. He is a provider. Trust him and know he won't fail you. I want you to also be aware, he is a great God. He is a marvelous God. If you don't know him in the pardon of your sin, please get to know him. He's a great God. He's a worthy God. He is waiting on you while there is yet time. Don't let time run out on you. Hold yourself accountable and say, God, I need to change my heart. I need to change my mind. Do you know, as a pastor, I still ask him to help me and to be with me and to lead me and to guide me. I would not dare believe that I can just go through this life and not need him in that capacity. It isn't the role you have. It is your belief and your relationship with him, because I recognize I got some flaws. I don't know about you. Maybe you have a perfect life, but every now and then I have to cry out to him and say, Lord, deliver me, because I don't want him disappointed in me. Do you ask him to deliver you? We all need the Lord. We need his grace. We need his mercy. We need his goodness. And because we trust him, he will do just that. When we come to him, he never turns us away. He never tells us, I don't want you in my life. Get away from me. He says, come, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Meaning you are going to go through some things, but he can give you rest from them. He can help you through them. So trust him on today. Listen. I thank you for listening in to this week's podcast. Thank you for listening in. I don't take it for granted. I appreciate your time. So with that said, for those of you that would like to get in touch with me, you can reach me at Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook and LinkedIn under the same name. On Instagram, it's His Blessed Girl 7, H-I-S-B-L-E-S-S-E-D-G-I-R-L 7. I love to interact with those that contact me. We pray, we encourage. I thank you for taking the time to even write or to contact us. If you'd like to reach me by email, it's leadingwrite@gmail.com. That's leadingwrighth@gmail.com. Also, I want to say thank you as well to our producer and our relations family and team. I appreciate you. I thank you, listeners, not only for listening in, but I appreciate the fact that God would give us the time to share together. I want us all to be blessed. I want us all to be encouraged. I want us all to understand we all are going to face a trial every now and then. But if we just hold on to those things and recognize that God won't fail us, we'll forever be able to give him his glory, do his name. Will you pray out? Oh, I have an announcement. I have where Esther Nolden, that's E-S-T-H-E-R-N-O-L-D-E-N, of Ladies of Peace Unlimited, has 3 tickets to the Cardinals game that she has been blessed with from the Cardinals. If you are interested in going to these games, the date for this is for August 18th. Please contact her ASAP on Facebook. And when she has those things available, she has 3 left. They're going fast. Contact her ASAP, and she will let you know if those tickets are still available. Thank you, Ms. Nolden, for even allowing us to announce it. I want you to know if you're in need and you need food and resources, please contact United Way in St. Louis. That's 211. And our there's also Urban League St. Louis. That's ulstl.org. Please know this is a very serious time with the pandemic, but beyond these organizations, always know God is our supply and help, and he will come through. Will you pray with me? And I want you to know, feel free to send me your community announcements to be announced. You send them to me on Facebook. I will receive those on Messenger or at leadingwrite@gmail.com. Now, let us pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your love, your goodness, and your grace. Thank you for helping us in today's podcast. Thank you for leading us through to the valley. We've gone through those trials and tribulations, but then you led us through to peace and comfort. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for being a healer, a deliverer, for being a provider and a protector. Thank you for loving on us, even when we feel broken. Thank you for giving us health and strength. Thank you for hearing the prayers of your people. Thank you for Israel and keep them covered and blessed. We pray, oh God, for every country that is persecuted for your name's sake. We pray, oh God, for the one seeking a job and the husband that wants to be a better husband, the wife that wants to be a better wife, the child that is crying out because they really don't want to go back to school, but they recognize, God, they need you in their friendships and in their families. God, would you hear the cry of our youth? God, we are praying in the name of Jesus for all newborn babies. Cover them in your blood with the pandemic and the things that are going on. Lord, look over not only America, but look over your people, God, across the world that are crying out to you to heal, save, and deliver, to help us, God, with so many things that are going on, because we recognize you're the only way out. We can't make it without you. Would you do that for us, God? Would you help us? Would you deliver us? Would you give us strength? Calling on you. Would you forgive us if we have any bitterness and anything in our hearts? And I believe there are things in our hearts that only can be taken out by you. And some, the word says, through fasting and prayer. Would you remember us, God? We want to be holy. We want to be right in your sight. And we fail at times. We admit and confess we fail at times. But we thank you we can run to you, that you will cleanse us, heal us, and give us a fresh start. God, would you continue to be that to each and every one of us? And to that one that's still deciding to give their life to you, will you give them an unction and give them a touch from you that they may know you are God? And you are God all by yourself. God, bless every pastor, apostle, every teacher, every prophet, everyone that walks in the fivefold ministry, every evangelist. Help them to know that their work is vital in this time, even the greater. God, we cover them in the blood of Jesus as we know they are being attacked. We are being attacked, oh God, because we know this end time work is a very strong work. God, protect us, keep us, cover us all, that you may be glorified. I pray for my husband and my family. I ask that you keep us covered, God. Be with us all. Lead us, guide us, and direct us all. And we will give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. Forgive us, please. Don't allow us to believe we can make it without forgiveness, and allow us to forgive others. It's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. We thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wainwright. You can be back with us. Join us again on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We love you. We appreciate you. Until next time, may God bless you and cause his face to shine upon you, heal you, deliver you, help you, and give you the grace you need to make it through. In Jesus' name is my prayer, even the more for us all. God bless you. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright with the Just For You podcast, and we bless God for our producer, hallelujah, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. God bless you until next time. Hallelujah.
You wonder if you made the right choice.
Made the right choice.
You wonder if you're on the right
course. You wonder if you're on the right course.
Did you hear
his
voice? Did you hear in that still voice? Trust the
promise.
That's all it is, just the process.
Just the process.
Just know that you are created for purpose. You are created for a reason. To be the healing balm for someone else. Just know
you are the
healing balm for someone else. And in this life, friends will come and friends will go. And you wonder why this pain day in and day out. Why does it seem to stay? Put these issues and trials go away. But then he'll speak to you in that still small voice. Trust the process. That's all it is. It's just the process. Not just for a house and not just for a car. But it's for you to be an encouragement for somebody else. Remember that time you was going through, somebody encouraged you. So now it's your time to be a healing balm for someone else. So you wonder why friends walked away. And you wonder why these trials seem to stay. And where these issues and these burdens that I carry day in and day out. And you hear, there's a reason for it all. Just trust us.
Just the process.
I've been placed inside of you.
You are the healer.
The ability to be an encouragement to someone else. Just know. know that you are.
You are the healing hope.
Yeah. Someone else. My own testimony is, there was a time in my life where I was homeless. There was a time that I didn't know which way to go. I wanted to give up and throw in the towel. But then I remember my mother saying, "Scott, put a song in your soul, put a song in your spirit. Let the going make it rough and the going make it tough. The heels, they're hard to climb." So I taught my choir. The going make it rough.
Yeah.